failed to advance. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Senate has blocked a Democratic bill to codify abortion access nationwide.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin joined all 50 Senate Republicans. The bloc moving forward on legislation designed to protect abortion access.
On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 51.
Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the vote, championed by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, ahead of a Supreme Court opinion that could overturn Roe v. Wade.
This decision, if formalized, would be remembered as one of the worst and most damaging cases in the entire history of the Supreme Court.
But opponents say the measure goes beyond codifying Roe and would expand abortion beyond current legal limits. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
At a fundraiser in Chicago this evening, President Biden said the draft Supreme Court decision on abortion leaked earlier this month could mean the court will later go after same-sex marriage, contraception, or other rights. Earlier, the president reiterated his support for labor organizations.
Joe Biden has called himself the most pro-union president in American history. At the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Convention in Chicago, he told union workers he would like to see more organizations like theirs in workplaces.
To ensure that workers building the major projects are well-trained, highly skilled, and have a voice on the worksite.
The president says he will continue to push Congress to pass the Protecting the Right to Organize, or PRO Act, introduced last year, that he says will make it easier for workers to unionize. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Ukraine's top prosecutor has announced plans for the first war crimes trial of a captured Russian soldier, saying the 21-year-old has been charged in connection with the killing of a 62-year-old unarmed civilian. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A federal judge has dismissed the first lawsuit filed against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over a new law that takes Disney's self-governing power away.
After Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill dissolving Disney's Reedy Creek District, ending its special tax status, residents in two counties sued. But the federal judge dismissed their case, saying it belongs in state court and that the plaintiffs couldn't prove any injury or harm had come to them at this point. The law takes effect next year.
And, you know, I'm just not comfortable having that type of agenda get special treatment in my state. I just can't do it.
DeSantis spoke at the bill signing. Lawmakers approved it after Disney's CEO said they would work to repeal a state law that says teachers cannot talk about sexual orientation or gender with students in kindergarten through third grade. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
COVID cases are back up, especially in the Northeast, where school districts in Maine, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania brought back mask mandates. A COVID outbreak causing two MLB teams to scrap play today.
Major League Baseball postponing Wednesday's game between the Cleveland Guardians and Chicago White Sox after multiple Guardians coaches and members of their traveling party, including manager Terry Francona, tested positive for the coronavirus. MLB opting to postpone to allow time for testing and contact tracing. This is the first game this season impacted by a COVID outbreak for an MLB ball club, with nine games postponed across the majors last year because of positive cases. With Francona having tested positive, the Guardians will have bench coach DeMarlo Hale take over as manager in the interim, much as he's done the past few years as Francona has dealt with other medical issues. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Actor and director Henry Winkler may be busy, but not too busy to write a memoir. Winkler, who rose to fame in the 70s as the Fonz on Happy Days and has worked steadily ever since, says he's both excited and nervous to contemplate writing a memoir because, he said, it's hard to remember what happened the day before yesterday, but here I go. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.